Hey, while you're up and seated, look at somebody and say, "You look like the presence of the Holy Spirit." And I'm not trying to be sacrilegious. I'm trying to say that we're the body of Messiah. We are the ones that walk in His Spirit, and we need to express God's joy. So say praise God, hallelujah, and then you could have a seat.
Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. I'm really privileged to do the half Torah. This week we've got quite a bit here in Isaiah 54. We also have several people going to be doing the half Torah over the next several weeks. So we're going to have some guest speakers, and we're flying them in from parts of Europe and different parts of the world. But anyway, like Mexico, okay. Anyway, so we're in Isaiah 54, and hopefully you guys are getting the Torah studies by email, and if you're not, please give me your address or see Wendy. But anyway, at the very top of it, it shows you what the half Torah portion is, and it usually complements the Torah portion. This week's Torah portion is in what? Noah, okay, Noach. And I don't know about you guys, we had a great Bible study Thursday night, and it was really enlightening, and it was awesome. So anyway, praise God. So here's something out. I don't have time to teach the whole half Torah, but I took a few passages. One of the things that we need to realize is the fact that we're not alone in our own synagogue. God wants us to have an open heart and reach out to others. He wants us to break down the dividing walls, and so He says, enlarge the place of your tent. So imagine you've got a tent, and it's big enough for you and your family, okay? And God says, open it up. Invite some ushbatim. Invite some guests. Let others come into your camp. Let others know about the Spirit of Yahweh that you serve, that God has put into your heart. And so let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Spare not. Spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your pegs. And this message right now is around the world. We're seeing more and more people with a hunger and a desire to see God shared, to see the Spirit of God shared. We used to be very, very isolated. Every synagogue was very much about us. And we love one another, but we don't want to bring in other people. But God is changing that. God has opened our hearts because as a Goyim, Messiah went to the Goyim. He went to the Gentiles. He went to the areas that were outside of Israel. And yet Cornelius was a Roman centurion who invited Peter, and Peter knew he couldn't go. Peter knew he wasn't allowed to go to a Gentile's house, especially and stay the night. But he had a vision, and we talked about that the other day with a few people. He had a vision, and verse 38 of chapter 15, you know, all these foods, you know, the Spirit is saying, eat, Peter, eat. And Peter's saying, you know I don't eat unclean. You know I've been a Jew all my life. I only eat clean. And God says, the vision is not about food. It's about men. Call no man unclean. So he was able to go into Cornelius' house, and while the Holy Spirit was talking to him, call no man unclean, knock, knock, knock. What do you want? We're a couple of unclean Gentiles sent here by our master Cornelius. And it's like, well, go away. The Spirit of God said, did you not hear me? The Spirit of God always says things twice. Not in the Bible, but it's in my brain. So he talks to me twice. He says, I'm not done with you. And it's like, well, I'm done with me. I can't talk. I can't walk. I can't do anything. And God says, I'm not done with you. And so I'm sure Peter was down there saying, I can't go with you. And God was saying, call no man unclean. And so he went to Cornelius' house, and they got saved, and they became believers in Messiah. And so we are at a point now that I want to talk to you about enlarging. How do we enlarge our tents? Well, first of all, Peter tells us, one area we can work on. For this very reason, try your hardest. How hard should you try? Your hardest. To furnish your faith with goodness. Basically, most translations say, to add to your faith. Somebody say, faith, I'm going to add to you. Because do you have faith to move that mountain?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. and add to your faith, and then add goodness, and then goodness with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, self-control with perseverance. Perseverance. Don't give up. Don't quit. God gave you a calling, and God gave you an anointing, and the world is going to smack you down. The world is not excited about that. And don't give up. Don't give up. Persevere. But persevere with godliness. Godliness with brotherly love, and brotherly love with real love, or different love, or whatever. And verse 8, for if you have these qualities in abundance. Now catch this. If you have these, they keep you from being barren, praise God, and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. They keep you from being barren. And God, I'm telling you, God doesn't want to see barren people. He wants to see people that are multiplying because they're fruitful. They're fruitful in the Spirit of God. I'm not talking about Mercedes and fruit that's physical. I'm talking about the spiritual anointing of being blessed, to know your family's blessed, to know you're walking in His authority, to know you've got peace, to know you don't have to worry at night when your teenage kids are driving home at 1 or 2 in the morning, because they're under the covering that God has given you, because you have made covenant with God, and God is for your family. Amen. So I want us to always be unfruitful, and I want us to never be barren. Indeed, whoever lacks them is what? If you lack these adding to our faith concepts that Peter talks about, you're blind. You're blind. And the spiritual blindness right now in America is so strong that you can't go up to a normal preacher at a normal church and witness to him the truth, because the blinders are there. And how are we going to get rid of the blinders? Well, you can smack him as hard as you want and he'll still be blind after he's black and blue. But the fact is, if we understand the power and the anointing of coming together in prayer and the power of prayer, and believe that God is going to bring down dividing walls and remove barriers and help people not to be blind. Because I once was blind, but now I see. And so say that out loud. And now I see. Amen. And the rest of you are still blind. But those of you that said, now I see, you're prophesying right now to God, because you don't care about what somebody next to you thinks. You're just going to shout it out. Praise God. So you can sit in your chair and you can say, hallelujah, glory to God, praise God. God's on fire. And people might look at you weird, but who cares? I'm weird in the Spirit of God. So praise God. And that person is short-sighted because he forgets his past sins have been washed away. You forget that. Therefore, brothers, try even harder to make your calling and being chosen a fact, a certainty. It's like the Hebrew writer said, I have faith, and my faith that I can't see is a certainty. It's a fact. It's a reality, and that's what our faith needs to be. So real, we can believe it and touch it and just walk in it. So moving right along, I don't have much time. I've got 5 minutes according to my time clock up here. For if you keep doing this, oh, here's the most powerful. If you keep doing this, doing what? Adding to my faith. Goodliness, godliness, brotherly love. If I keep adding to my faith, guess what? I will never stumble. I will never stumble. I'll walk for the Lord. I'll praise God. I'll never be deterred. The realms of darkness, the realms of unclean, the realms of Hasatan have no bearing and cannot touch me, because even Balak, who was paid large amounts of money by Balaam was given large amounts of money. He couldn't curse Israel. And the king said, curse him. I hired you to curse him. I can't curse what God has blessed. And I love where Balaam says, or Balaam, how beautiful are the tents of Israel. Daniel, would you stand, please? Archie, would you stand? Would you flap your wings? These are called tents. They're big enough that you can put it around your pregnant wife or your non-pregnant wife. So, because these are the tents in which we come into God's presence, because these are our closets. So go into your prayer closet with your tent. Praise God. How beautiful. Stand up. What did I say, son? Somebody say, how beautiful are the tents of Israel. Praise God. Yeah. Okay. So praise, now you may be seated. Okay. In 2 Peter 1:11, thus you'll be generously supplied with everything you need to enter the eternal kingdom of our Lord and deliverer, salvation, Yeshua, the Messiah. Praise God. I think that's wonderful. You'll never stumble, and now you have enough to enter into the kingdom. Somebody should be really excited. Okay. Praise God. Go ahead. Okay, so make room for your tents, enlarge your tents. I don't know if you can see that. But anybody see the movie Ushpizim? I saw it sitting out here somewhere. Make room for guests. A guest is our, a guest, here we have a couple of young women who are a guest. Treat them with love, and you should be excited about guests. Ushpizim, and so praise God. Here's another Ushpizim over here, praise God. Bless your heart. And I don't know about you guys, but you guys look like Ushpizim, so. There's such a glare, I can't tell if you're beautiful or not. So, but I know you are. Yes, yes, you are a guest. Praise God. So, anyway, I've got a couple of things here. In verse 3, he said, and your seed, somebody say, and my seed shall inherit the nations. Praise God. The Hebrew idiom for nations are realms of death. They might be called cities or nations, but the realms of death are strongholds. And these strongholds are called nations and cities. And you can break them on your family. You can break these curses if you walk in Torah. Don't play the game and go to church on Saturday and think everything's okay. Begin to be transformed. Transformed by our thinking, by our mindset. You know, praise God. I'm not, anyway, I won't even say it. And make the deserted cities inhabited. Praise God. God has given this to you. Do not fear, for you shall not be put to shame. You shall not be hurt. You shall not be humiliated. For the shame of your youth you shall forget. Not remember the reproach of your widowhood. Anybody wondering what that's about? Not remembering the bad concepts of your marriage. We don't teach this, but we need to understand some of these secret realms of God, because your widowhood is the fact that you were born and married to your flesh. You were born and married to your flesh. Your flesh was your husband. It's the most important thing that a baby has. And that flesh concept stays with you all your life. So we want to be fed. We want to have comfort. We want to have needs. We have a flesh, and our flesh needs to die, as Peter talked about, Paul talked about. Our flesh needs to die. It's the death of our flesh husband. Somebody say, wow, praise God. Amen. Because that death of your flesh allows you to now be the virgin bride, allows you to be born into the kingdom of God as his bride. Somebody say, praise God, that's me. Amen. Praise God. And your maker is your husband. That's right there. Yahweh is our husband, Messiah Yeshua, Yahweh, host of his name. And the set apart one, Kadosh, of Israel, is your Redeemer. Praise God. He is called the God of the earth. Hallelujah. And that God is your husband. Somebody say, I'm married. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyway, that's a really powerful concept. Well, I know I'm not done. Was it 9? Okay. Yeah, your master is your husband. I just wanted to say that we need to be excited about our husband. We need to be excited about being married. And men, you need to understand we're called to be the bride. The bride. And when we read Proverbs 31, 9 through 31, every one of those things is a Messiah talking to you. Blessed are you. You are the bride. You're the ones that wake early. You're the ones that serve. And the whole power of God in the Spirit is what God has given us. Well, anyway, praise God. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. And I'll see you later.